coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
But he got that nut, though!
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
Look, it's funny. I'm a funny gal.
Huntsville Home Video. Now playing.
The following movie is rated R.
Welcome, my friends, to the first of two episodes this week of Huntsville Home Video. That's right. It's a two-banger. My name is Jack Spade. We got Leanne Foster across from me, who now in 2021 has finally seen three Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
I know. First one being Kindergarten Cop.
That's right. Check out our original review at huntsvillehomevideo.com, wherein we came to the conclusion in that podcast that you had only ever seen the one Kindergarten Cop. Like, you kind of Mandela affected Arnold Schwarzenegger movies into your brain, basically.
Sure.
Because you thought that you had seen others.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger is such a member of pop culture, right? Everybody knows Arnold Schwarzenegger and the things that he said in movies. And I just thought, well, obviously I've seen these on screen. I know Arnold Schwarzenegger. I've seen his movies. I'm a fan.
No.
And then we broke it down and found that that was not the case. That no. Once again, Lely was a poser.
A total Schwarzenegger poser.
Just total liar.
Man.
But I didn't know.
You've been walking around all your life making Schwarzenegger references. Uh-huh. Like when people are like, oh, I'll be back. And you're like, oh, I get that from the movie, from the thing. And you're like, no, you didn't.
And then I didn't because I've watched the two of them now, Terminator 1 and 2. Now I know what things are from. And I literally would have to pause and scream and go, I didn't know it was from this movie. I wouldn't have known if you'd asked me before, and it would have blown my mind.
Because just to give you a refresher course, every week we primarily show Leanne a movie that she has never seen.
Correct.
Some of those movies are more obscure, more like, oh, I understand why you haven't seen this, but I think you should see it because it's a great movie. Mm-hmm. It might enhance your life a little bit. Mm-hmm. Other movies are just like, how in the blue fuck have you never seen The Terminator?
You've reared back and almost hit me before.
That's true.
You've yelled and cursed my name. You've That's thrown true. Things. You've yep. slammed down on the desk. There's been a lot of what people would call toxic masculinity violence within our discussions. I wouldn't call it that. You know why? Because I'm not a bitch.
Okay, I was gonna say, you need to pump the brakes. You need to get out of those women's studies courses that
I'm
you're in.
I'm a different kind of gal. We've had those movies.
I get passionate about my movies.
You do get very passionate about it, and also your domestic violence, but that's neither here nor there.
Wow. I mean, wow. We'll talk about that on a separate podcast.
Look, if there's anybody that could push a button, though, it's me. Ask my father.
Again, saving that for a different podcast.
Right.
I'll go on the court-appointed anger violence podcast. You go on your daddy issue podcast. We will add those to our podcast umbrella.
No, we're fine, Jack. Yeah, we're fine.
Good. We're good.
I joke.
Working out our issues through movies is what we're doing
right.
here at Huntsville Home Video.
Yeah.
And today we are going to be like when we watch movies like this that I feel like everyone should have seen,
mm-hmm.
we do what I like to call righting a wrong.
Yes.
We did that with Independence Day a couple weeks ago. We're going to do that with The Terminator today. We're doing it with Terminator 2 on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. But I've watched both so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. And I can tell you right here and now, stop. Stop with the Terminator
franchise. That's
what I've
heard, because I told some friends that, hey, guess what? Next on the podcast, I get to do Terminator 1 and 2. And everybody had the same reaction. Oh, my God, they're amazing. Don't go any further.
Full stop.
Okay. Is Arnold in the next ones? Or
he
do
is.
They do some changes? Or they're just shitty movies?
They're dog shit.
Okay.
So we get Terminator 3, which falls into my, you know how I've told you every movie with the word Rise in the title sucks?
Yes.
Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Oh, okay.
And it sucks.
Hmm.
That has Arnold in it. And then after that, they tried to reboot the franchise a little bit. They did a soft reboot. I think that's the one with Christian Bale as John Connor. And that didn't really fire off well. And then they tried to...
Isn't that the one where he had the explosion on the... Or he was bitching at the guy?
Yeah, he started yelling at the light the tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Had that have been for a better movie?
Right.
Like, really, you're getting all bent out of shape for this piece of shit? Not a good look, Christian. Not a good look. And then what did they have next? They had, I think it was Terminator Genesis with...
Wasn't there one not too long ago?
Yeah, there. So they've tried to like do a soft reboot on the franchise forever, and every one of them failed and didn't do well. They eventually brought Emilia Clarke in at one point, Daenerys from Game of Thrones, and she was a young Sarah Connor. And they switched up the timeline there, and that movie kind of sucked. And then they did, oh well, we'll get James Cameron back, but he didn't direct it; he was just kind of there to be like, oh yeah, yeah, go off and do that. And that movie, like recently, they brought Linda Hamilton back.
Yes,
Arnold was back, and it was dog shit. Dog shit.
What a shame.
Yeah,
I will say we're not going to talk about two today because that's Thursday, but. Two seemed like the natural conclusion. Like, why couldn't we have just let it go?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A shame. But only two this week. Only one and two this week.
That's right. Like I said, you can completely stop. We're not here to talk about those pieces of shit. We're here to talk about what I hope you really enjoyed, what I consider to be sci-fi masterpieces.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the first Terminator today from 1984. I will fire off the softball question that I do every week when we start our podcast, Leanne Foster. What did you think about the Terminator?
As I've had to say a couple of times in this podcast, which you already know, how the hell have I lived without this movie? Like, how? Like, watching it, I'm like, what am I doing? How have I never seen this? I don't know what's going on. How do I not know anything about this movie? And it's a gem.
I like how not only do you appreciate the film, but you also get introspective on your own personal issues.
On the Terminator.
The Terminator. Like, what have I been doing with my life? You just look over at the shelf to your Furby that's still around, and you're like, what have we been doing, Furby?
Furb, why didn't you tell me?
I want to see the Terminator in the end.
Shut up! Oh, because he's like you? He's plastic on the inside and then fur on the out? Or skin on the out? Whatever.
That's how Skynet's going to get us through them damn Furbies.
Shit, yeah. You telling me.
Loved you some Terminator, huh?
Loved it. Thought it was fantastic. And again, I was just like, how the fuck did I miss this? And references in this thing that, again, I didn't know where they came from. And then I'm like, oh, it's from Terminator. This is where he said this, and this is where he said that.
Yeah.
And it's also... So, and with both these movies, like, again, I knew that Arnold Schwarzenegger is a legend and, you know, like, he deserves all the accolades he has. But I just know that, not having seen movies, right? I just, that's what I've been told. Now getting to see why he was as big as he was and his story and, like, the movies he's doing and, like, oh, okay, now I get why he's so highly regarded. Now I get, like, that was mind-boggling. That was mind-blowing.
Well, here's a few little tidbits. I know you like the tidbits about the movies that you just now watched in 2021. So Arnold was not originally going to be the Terminator.
Really?
Cameron initially wanted him to play Kyle. And he was like, but like Arnold really wanted to play the villain. Like he had some things that he wanted to try. He had some suggestions. He had some notes.
Because had he really been a villain until this movie? Because
I
don't really know the order or the timeline of like Predator or things like that, but I'm assuming that he was always kind of like the good guy or
hero. At this point, he wasn't yet quote unquote Arnold. He wasn't Arnold yet. He was just a big dude. He had done the Conan movies.
Okay. I've never seen.
We've established that.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. We all know. Yeah.
Kindergarten Cop, Terminator, Terminator 2.
That's the
beginning, middle, and end of the list.
My bad, y'all. Sorry.
So he was starting to come into to his own as what would eventually become one of the biggest action stars ever.
Okay.
So the Terminator was kind of coming off the end of Conan. In fact, when he was doing interviews for Terminator, he was like, this is just some silly robot movie that I was making, and I don't think it's going to do well, and blah, blah, blah. Whoops. Too bad they got you on the record for that one, Arnold, because it did do incredibly well. One of the other actors, which was in position to be the Terminator, O.J. Simpson.
No fucking shit.
Yep.
Well, he would know about termination.
Well, funny you say that, because James Cameron was like, I don't think anyone would be able to buy O.J. as a killer.
Well, at that time, you wouldn't. He was the guy. He was America's guy.
He was. Another option for the Terminator was one of my favorite character actors, Lance Henriksen, who is in this movie. He's one of the cops. When they eventually get Sarah into the police station, there's the black cop and the white cop. Lance Henriksen is the white cop.
Okay.
He's been in some stuff. I know you've seen, Aliens,
yes,
right? He was Bishop in Aliens.
That's right. That's who he is.
Yeah.
I couldn't place him, but I knew him.
He was on a show that I loved in the 90s called Millennium, which the first two seasons are great. If you completely skip the third season, it's one of the greatest series ever.
Okay.
But then the third series exists and just whatever. Anyway, Lance Henriksen was almost up for the role of the Terminator. He eventually lost that role to Arnold, as his history will tell us. James Cameron still wanted to put him in the movie, though, and he's worked with him a couple other times, obviously in Aliens.
Yeah.
So he did that. So eventually we just got it to where we have Arnold as the Terminator.
Perfect.
We have Anniston, Alabama's own Michael Biehn as Kyle Reese.
Nice.
And then we got someone who I don't think gets enough credit for being a badass chick in movies, Linda Hamilton.
Dude, that was news to me.
Right?
Dude, fucking fantastic. And especially in Terminator 2.
And you
was not seeing how that. I was like, how are we not talking about this character and this role and how badass it is?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well before. You know, all this Me Too bullshit. Before, why aren't there any strong female characters? Have you looked to movies before?
Right.
Have you looked to anything that just, hey, we're not going to pander. We're like, look at this badass chick over here.
Yeah.
Linda fucking Hamilton.
Killed it. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea it existed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to make your world a brighter place.
Yeah. I feel better now. Position as a woman.
Right? You do have strong females to look up to.
Have heroes.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to go back to the 80s.
Right.
But they are there. Well, let's get in. Let's chit-chat our way through the Terminator. Let's see where this discussion takes us, shall we?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you where it starts. Los Angeles, 2029. Not that far off, my friend.
Oh, TikTok.
TikTok. We might be a wasteland, like in this movie in 2029. Shit's blowing up, right? And we find that the machines rose from nuclear fire and waged war on mankind, and it's been going on for decades. Seems possible.
Oh yeah.
Is this why we were scared at Y2K? Is this
right? At this point we already technically passed Judgment Day, because Judgment Day was supposed to happen in August of 1997. So we're like, okay, we dodged that bullet.
Right.
But is Y2K, is that when Judgment Day is coming? Is that when Skynet boots up?
God,
they boot up when everything goes 00 again.
It's like, oh no. Yeah, they're just going to rise. All of a sudden, they're just going to rise.
Right.
That was the thing. Thank goodness we did all those drills in school to make sure we were safe with books over our heads. So they are waging war on mankind, and the battle is going to be fought in the present tonight. The credits roll, and then we go back to LA in 1984.
Great year.
Okay. I wasn't here yet. Is
I was
that
five.
Why? Okay.
Transformers had just come out.
Oh, okay. That's what was going on in 84?
Yep, that was the jam in 84. I was oblivious to the Terminator, but god damn it, I had some Optimus Primes.
Fuck yeah. Uh-huh. Did.
Yep.
Yeah. We get a little wind, a little 80s special effects with some lightning, which looked like a little bit of sorcery, and then we get a naked Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Does 84 Naked Arnie do it for you?
I mean, it's prime Arnold. It's prime Arnold. I mean, usually I like more of a dad bod, but I was like, I appreciate you, sir.
Yep. Not skipping leg day.
And I put here, that ass, bro. So
that ass, bro.
So he's walking around and he comes upon a group of punks. And is that Bill Paxton as a punk?
Sure as hell is. The late, great R.I.P.
R.I.P. And he is copying these punks, so he's learning like how to talk like humans, right? So we know he's not a full human. And your clothes, give them to me. I might do this a lot annoyingly through the podcast today. And he just straight up shoves a fist in one of the guys.
Did you recognize that dude?
No.
That he fisted?
Uh-uh. I'm sorry. Who did he fist on screen?
That was the villain in one of the few Stallone movies you've seen, Cobra.
Was that him?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Oh, that was a mean motherfucker in Cobra.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back.
And here's another fun fact.
Oh, I feel shitty. Well, I am also taking notes, so maybe that's why. I don't know. I might have glanced down.
Bill Paxton, and this is a bit of a spoiler because I know you've not seen a Predator movie. But Bill Paxton is the only actor to have been killed on screen by a Terminator, an Alien, and a Predator.
Oh, that's legit.
That's legit.
That better be on his gravestone.
Right?
If that happened to me, that would be on my grave.
I would.
I'd have it on a business card from that point forward and be like, yo, fucking EGOT, you know, where you yep. get all those awards. It's like, I've been killed by all these people.
That is what's up.
You know?
If we ever get around to paying our final respects to Mr. Paxton, we'll mm-hmm. put an Alien, a Terminator, and a...
Where's that motherfucker buried? Where is he buried? So, asks for clothes. I don't know how those clothes fit him, because I feel like the body type is off. But anyways, he gets some clothes. And then we go to another place in the city. We have more lightning and another naked dude. Naked man. It's raining men. Hallelujah. And he's injured and he goes steal some pants from a homeless guy. And then he's getting chased by the cops and he's asking for the year. So obviously now we're working in time. I'm like, oh, shit, we're jumping time, bitches. So he does this long chase. Nike gets some great publicity because the guy gets some Nikes.
Yeah, they sure did get some love there.
Uh-huh. And he gets away and he looks up Sarah Connor in the phone book, who is an all around pretty hardworking gal at a diner. You know, nice lady. And also Arnold is after her because he also looked her up in the phone book. And here's where I put that I appreciate the love that the phone book is getting in this movie, because it's been a long time since we've had love for the phone book, since it is a distant memory for you and I, my friend.
Do you think they show these videos, you know, like, hey, look at a millennial react to a rotary phone and all this shit.
Yeah.
Do you think if you just threw a phone book at a youngin today, they're like, hey, find a name in here. You think they could do it?
I don't think they can know the alphabet. So no, I don't think they would know how to work it or understand what is what.
And this isn't a dig on like, oh, you dumb kids don't understand how to use a phone book. It's like,
you've never had to use it.
I probably couldn't at this point. If you told me to look up, if you handed me a phone book and said, here, find me the address or phone number for this pizza joint, I'm like, why would I use this book? It's right here. Mm-hmm. Hey, Siri, find me Donato's Pizza.
Mm. I'd look in the phone book.
Just to be fun. Just to be fucking hipster.
Oh, no, don't make it hipster.
Yeah, what's
no.
up? Yeah.
Oh, shit. It's like, because they brought back vinyl, and mm-hmm. If you sit and think about it, it's ridiculous that we brought it back.
Now they're bringing back cassettes.
That's ridiculous.
Which
as
is
well.
Ridiculous.
I draw the line there. Yeah. Like, I appreciate the cassette time that I had as a child. We don't need to bring it back.
You actually have lenses in those horn-rimmed glasses you have on, hipster?
I use these to see, not as an aesthetic, okay?
Okay.
Like, all you right. know they sell glasses with, like, just glass in them, right?
I'm aware. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They sell them to hipsters who would use a phone book, to be ironic.
I have so much hate, and now I want the Terminators to come.
I want the Terminators to win. I thought that several times during T1 and T2. I'm like, I mean, Skynet probably isn't all that bad.
They drop some truth bombs mm-hmm. on us in these movies
yeah.
that like hit you like a ton of bricks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I appreciated the phone book use. It was nice to see that little nostalgic piece of technology, if you want to call it technology. And then also, it brings up a thing. It's like everybody could find everybody's number and address.
Yeah.
Like some of them, you could have like addresses in them too.
Did you ever go through the phone book just looking for stupid names and then prank phone call those people?
I never pranked phone called in my life, but I did. I remember going through the phone book.
Yeah.
And being like, look at find a real name. Like, oh, that's weird. And then just keep going down the rabbit hole of like the phone book. Yeah.
So when you became old enough to be out on your own, did you ever look in a phone book for other Leanne Fosters?
I don't remember. I don't think I did.
Man, I think everyone did that at some point.
I'm sure maybe I did as a kid. I just don't remember it. I'm sure I would have.
That was like one of the first things I did when I had my first apartment and my first landline phone. I'm like, I wonder how many other Jack Spays are in the phone book. Oh.
Well, but think about it. Well, by the time I got in college and out of the house, I mean, we had iPhones then, so that wasn't a thing.
I suppose.
And also, nobody ever spells their name like me, so I never find another Leanne ever. So I'm like, you know.
But then if you did find one other...
I tell you what, I did find there's a movie that we watched for this podcast, and I can't remember which one it is, but it was one of the recent ones that somebody who worked on the film, their name was spelled L-E-E-A-N-N. It was an abomination or an abortion of vowels. And I was like, holy shit. But I don't remember which movie it was now.
Fail.
I'll have to look back through. I don't even remember what we reviewed last week.
Wow.
What did we talk about?
Last week was The Iron Giant.
Oh, yeah. That was a great movie.
You're touched in the brain.
So anyway, I'm simple. So let's see. We get the love of the phone book, and then he Terminator just starts that car with no key. I was like, does that work? Is that how this works? You bang on it and make it start?
I mean, that's 80s cars for you.
I like it. I like it.
There's a lot of hot wiring of cars in the 80s movies.
I always wanted to learn how to do that.
You know,
I just always wanted that to be in my skill set. That and how to pick a lock. I don't know how to do either.
Like several things that they do in the movies that were almost just, you know, hey, if this person gets in a car, they're going to know how to hotwire it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I wonder how does one hotwire a car? Like, that's a skill I should know.
Right.
How to avoid quicksand. That should probably be another skill. Because
you stay still.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Yeah. My granddad said he got in quicksand one time. And the more you slosh around... the worse it gets. So you have to try to get yourself out. Apparently he did as a kid. And I believe him.
He lived to tell the tale.
That's what I heard.
All right.
But I was always afraid of quicksand. Like it was going to happen to me. Never as I've never even come close to quicksand that I'm aware of.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Never learned how to avoid that. Never learned how to hotwire a car. Never learned how to pick a lock.
Yeah.
Never, you know, but movie people, like especially in the 80s, are like, oh, doot, 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 let's go.
Right. Always love that scene in Misery where he picks it with the bobby pin. He was like, come on, I've written about this several times. Like, it's got to work, you know? Yeah, I'm wondering if it does. Let's YouTube this and find out the skill and learn how to pick a lock.
All right, but let's do that from our general manager's computer so that doesn't show up in our Google history search. I'm thinking.
You're a smart man, Jack Spade.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So he starts the car with no key, he knows enough to go to a pawn shop, gets a bunch of guns, which he does not pay for.
He does not, and he murders Mr. Futterman.
Mr. Futterman?
Yeah, from the Gremlins. The clerk
wow.
was Mr. Futterman.
I am not recognizing these people.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
You have literally only seen Gremlins
one time.
And you saw that last year.
It's been a long time.
For the first time. Check out our review at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
Thank you. I mean, you have a lot of reasons to shit on me, but thank you for at least defending me on that part. I appreciate it. So he gets a bunch of guns and he goes to Sarah Connor's house and he kills a lady named Sarah Connor, but it is not the correct Sarah Connor. It is not... the diner working lady gal that we know is going to be the subject of this movie.
How much do you think Sarah Connors hate their name because of this movie?
I'd be so excited that my name was Sarah Connor, but then every dude would use it as a way to pick up on me or to talk to me.
Until you say, oh, hey, I'm Sarah Connor. And then the dude is like, Sarah Connor. Like, yeah, that never gets old.
I'm going to terminate that pussy.
Right. Yeah,
I'm sure that's been uttered by some bro at a club. Some bro at a bar was like, oh, I got my line.
And her name probably wasn't even Sarah Connor. He just said that because I'll be back in that ass. Douchey.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Fuck those douchebags.
Yep.
So he kills a lady named Sarah Connor, wrong Sarah Connor. And then we flash back to our human man that fell from the sky.
Our human man.
In war with these machines. And it's pretty crazy, but you see that he was a soldier fighting against them, and that he's a pretty good soldier. So we get that little piece of information. Then we go back to present day, and Sarah was getting her hair done up to go out to the club that night, but she, her date cancels.
Oh.
What a sad, sad thing. So she's just going to go to a movie by herself.
What a sad situation for Sarah. What a sad situation for 80s hairstyles. My God.
The roommate?
Jesus.
That was a mess. I mean, they're both a mess, but that was a mess.
I mean, the amount of Aquanet used in the 80s, ooh, that's what fucked up the ozone.
That is all the pollution.
Like, fuck a smokestack, industrial pollution. Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. 80s hair wrecked our ozone.
And all those people are like, hey, you need to buy organic apples now to save the planet. It's like, bitch, you broke the ozone.
Yep.
Just trying to get laid at a club.
Them bangs that you had that came out like, pow, is why I have to buy organic apples now. You bitch. You had your fun. Let me have mine.
I do remember as a very young child in the 90s, I would ask my aunt for what I call Texas hair because everything's big in Texas and everything. And she would like put the hairspray and my bangs would be up and big and like curled back. And I thought that was cool.
Man.
But, you know.
Any hairstyle that could be described as crunchy. Like if it looked crunchy. Mm-mm.
Look, but then when I was in high school, the jam when I was in high school was the crunchy thing where like you put all this gel in your hair to give it that wave and then you straighten your bangs flat.
Yep.
You remember that shit?
Yeah.
And like that was the jam. And the whole time I was in high school, I was like, I can't get a gel to work to look that way. I was blessed. Who knew?
Yeah. I mean, you know, coming up in like I graduated in 97.
Right.
Like every chick I went to high school with, that was it had the crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crunchy, crunchy.
Man, what were we doing as a species? Again,
I don't know.
The Terminators were trying like there
to
was
save
a reason.
Us.
Yeah.
It would save us from this shit.
There was a reason that we had to be wiped out.
I get it. So anyways, she has her plans canceled. She goes out to a movie and she's being followed by our human man, who we don't know what his name is yet. Meanwhile, the police are looking into there are two killings now of women with the name of Sarah Connor. So they're calling him like the phone book killer or whatever. Again,
always got to give him a gimmick.
Yes, I love it. So who's next on the list? The third lady? It's our Sarah Connor. Sarah J. Connor has also figured this out now because she's watching the news, watched a press conference. So meanwhile, Arnold, the Terminator, has made it to Sarah J. Connor's apartment. He kills both Sarah's roommate and her boyfriend because they banged in the movie and you can't survive if you've banged in the movie.
No, that's the rules.
You know, that's part of the machine's plan, getting rid of those people who are going out of wedlock, you know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. It's a sin.
There will be no bastard children in the Skynet future.
The Skynet future is pure.
saying anything is pure with kind of a German accent.
Not a good thing.
Let's pump the brakes on
that.
Yeah,
let's do that. I'm going to keep my arm down and let's keep it safe.
Yep, good call, yeah. It was a weird day to decide to wear like one of those like little small penciled in mustaches like Hitler had. That was a dumb joke. I don't know why I said that.
I thought I was going to go along with it. Like, well, I just was feeling that way today. Like I was wearing the mustache.
That was weak sauce on
my
part.
It was weak sauce.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I'm going to step on my own shitty joke. I'm going to acknowledge my own toxic masculinity.
It took a long time. You didn't get out with it, you know?
No, I fucked
like,
it up.
You should have what you should have done was like, hey, Leanne, what's that thing on top of your lip? That dark spot, by the way. Now that's starting to make sense. But you didn't get it out fast enough.
Yep, you're right. I fucked it up.
The delivery was all wrong.
All wrong. Off today. A little off today.
Don't let it be a disappointment.
I'll be better.
Be better, you mutt.
All right.
Be pure.
Oh, again. Nope.
The Terminator kills Sarah's roommate, Ginger, I think was her name, and the boyfriend, and he thinks maybe he's gotten Sarah Connor until Sarah Connor actually leaves a message telling Ginger where she's at. She knows she's being chased.
What did she leave that message on?
On an answering machine. Mm. Oh, I remember those. And I remember the little cassette tapes that you had to put in them. And I thought they were the cutest things ever in the world.
Sure do.
Oh.
Were you past that?
No, we had an answering machine. Check the messages. Oh.
Did you leave the message like, Sarah, hey, what are you doing? Just kidding. You're talking to a machine.
Mm-mm, no, I never was allowed to leave the callback message.
Oh, were you not?
No, you can't do that from a crate.
I feel everyone aside from you at one point left a version of that message.
I'm sure they did because they thought they were witty.
Yeah.
You know?
Hello? Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up? Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm not here right now.
I will say I have to fight the urge all the time to do an Archer-esque voicemail thing. It was like elaborate voicemail hoax. I really want to do that, but I won't do it.
There's a quick little bit in the next show that I'm eventually going to get you in, Community, which I keep talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a Halloween episode and the narrator at the beginning of the end is George Takei from Star Wars,
yes,
or from Star Trek. Uh-huh. Whoops.
Fix that fucking shit.
Why is that off today? But he gives his little narration, and then, like, apropos of nothing, he just goes, and here's a treat for someone named Kevin. Hi, this is Kevin's phone, and he can't come to the phone right now, but I'm George Takei, so leave your message for Kevin. Just fucking random nonsense. And I'm like, damn it, I wish my name was Kevin. Because that's a funny joke.
That is pretty good.
All this answering machine humor that we have today on Huntsville Home Video. Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have known we'd have gotten here today? Yeah, I'm super nostalgic in this. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, there was a lot of it going, you know, back in 84. I was like, God damn, swing me through a KB toy store and get me to a Radio Shack in this movie next. Radio Fucking Shack. Hit all those nostalgia tingles, Arnold.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It was so much better back when. Like now we sound old, but it was so much better back then.
It really was.
Yeah. Was it just because we were kids or life was even better?
I mean, even Ginger, like when she was getting ready, just jamming out on her fucking Walkman.
Right.
You know?
Good way to live.
Yeah.
Good way to live your life.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Apparently a good way to end it too from the Terminator.
True. So she does that, leaves the message. So the Terminator knows where Sarah Connor's at. Sarah Connor also calls the police. They are on their way, and Arnold shows up in the club Technoir or something. I can't remember what
it
was called.
Very 80s.
Very 80s
so
club.
Obnoxiously mm-hmm. 80s.
Now, here's where I realize something in pop culture.
Okay.
I just understood now, because it's in my notes, that this was the inspiration for South Park's episode about the Trapper Keeper. Do you remember Trapper Keeper? And the guy sent through to destroy the Trapper Keeper to save the machine, whatever. I never understood. I was just like, oh, they came up with this on their own. Did not understand that that was the Terminator.
Wow.
As many times as I've seen that episode, as much as I love that show, didn't know.
Did you not know that the Terminator franchise dealt with like time traveling?
No.
No?
Wow. I didn't even know. The only reason I knew Sarah Connor was because when that most recent Terminator came back and they brought Linda Hamilton back, it was like a big deal.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, she's in, but I had no understanding of what she was in the movie. I just knew that he was a cyborg or in some way part human, part machine, whatever. And that's really all I knew.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about the Terminator going into the Terminator.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had no idea about time travel.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Did not know that's where we were going.
That opened up a whole new level then, probably out of the gate when he first jumped back through. You're like, what the fuck?
100%.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I especially don't look at trailers. I just, the premise was lost on me.
That is so fascinating to me.
So, I am going into these
so
movies
many levels.
Like new, like not knowing anything.
And I've made this analogy before, but just imagine that if you are a person of a certain age that has grown up loving all these movies your entire life. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you got to see Terminator again for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember vividly the very first time I saw Terminator.
Yeah.
You know, it was on home video.
Oh, really? You didn't go to see it in the theater?
Well, I was 5 at the time.
Oh, that's right.
But when Terminator came out in 91, then I was like 10, 11 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making a big deal of it. And I wanted to, you know, I'm like, Dad, I got to go see this movie because I loved all those movies at the time. And so, of course, I had to go back and I rented Terminator. So I think it was like 90.
Because you knew back then not to watch it out of order like moi.
Right. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes. And thankfully, there weren't 17 other Terminator movies that I just jumped in on this one. But my dad brought me to the video store called Videoland in West Fargo, North Dakota, found a copy of The Terminator.
Nice.
We watched that movie together. In fact, one of the most memorable bits about watching that movie, I'll bring it up later when it happens. But yeah, the first time I watched Terminator was in about 1991 with my dad on home video.
That's awesome.
And my dad, probably like he does with all movies, thinks it's dumb.
Aw, damn.
I mean, I don't know what he'd think about the like. I think he would still watch. Like we loved watching all the Dirty Harry movies. Like he dug those.
Uh-huh.
He dug maybe I don't know. He brought me to the theater to see Arnold's Total Recall, Die Hard 2. I think my dad likes the 80s action movies. He probably, like, nowadays, he's like, I don't got time for that shit. Got other stuff to do. I'm like what?
Like what?
Well.
Like, shit on you and the things you like.
Fuck off. Your pro wrestling is still stupid. It'll always be dumb.
I love it. So, I had that realization. And then, anyways, she thinks the human, we don't know his name yet. She thinks the human guy from Time is the bad guy at first because he had been following her. She noticed that he was following her. So
and
she
he looks
thinks,
a little shifty.
Right. He does. But this is where he saves her from Arnold and shoots him. And then human guy says to Sarah, was it him that says it? Or maybe Arnold says it. It's like, come to me if you want to live.
Oh, Kyle says, come with
Kyle
me if you
says,
want to live.
Come with me if you want to live. And I was like, what? So that was where that phrase came from.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know. There's the first one I didn't know about. So our human man takes off with Sarah being chased by Arnold, who we get like the view of what he sees, you know, which is mechanical.
Yeah.
And like we're like, oh, he's a machine. He's not real. He's a robot. Sees things a little bit different than we do. And bops a cop on his head and on his car. And the chase is now on.
Love a good car chase.
There's a lot of great action in these films, both of them.
Especially in the 80s and 90s when everything was done basically on camera.
Uh-huh.
There was no, like, we're going to CGI this car and have it jump over this thing to this building. And
not
like,
an option.
Everything is just real. They had to have a stunt team figure out how they're going to do it.
Yes.
Fix up a car with like roll cages. Spend weeks and weeks on these shots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that I've always loved. And then as I got more into film, just appreciated even more so now.
Yeah.
When you go back and you see something like this, you're like, God. And again, not to sound old and curmudgeonly, mm-hmm. but like, fuck, they just don't do it like this anymore.
They don't. And we've mentioned that several times. But and not to, I mean, the technological advancement that we've had in film and CGI and all that stuff, like it is amazing. And the knowledge that people have in order to create that, amazing. Not knocking it at all. But there's something about seeing, knowing that those people had to figure it out in real life, time and space and physics and figure out how to make that work.
Yeah.
With legitimate cars and stunts and people and fire and explosions and all that.
Uh-huh.
Like that is the stuff that's amazing to me.
And there will be more of this pretty much exact conversation mm-hmm. on Thursday's episode because some of the stunts in T2 fucking bagow.
Bagow.
But just even a simple car chase.
Mm-hmm.
It, like they did in this one, just it's incredible by today's standards.
Shot incredibly, you know, it's moving at speeds and camera. You have to, it's amazing. So, during this chase, we find out that our human man is Kyle Reese, and Reese he's been assigned as Sarah's protection because she has been ordered to be terminated, and Arnold is a cyborg, and he is the Terminator. Inside, he's machine; outside, he is flesh, and part man, part machine.
So let me ask you this, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're at a club one night.
Okay.
Just trying to blow off some steam, maybe thinking about cutting a rug. And some man comes up to you at the club, kind of tells you to get in a car if you want to live, tells you about cyborgs from the future, tells you some crazy, some fucking yarns, some stories.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your head at in this situation?
Okay, well, if there's a guy shooting at me and he has saved me from the guy shooting at me, I'm going in full in.
Yeah, like any word coming out
I'm
of his mouth.
I'm going full in because I've had a man shooting at me and I was brought to safety.
If you're in a, like, say, a supermarket, you know, active shooter situation, and a good guy with a gun happens to be there and, you know, saves the day and then starts spewing like, hey, I voted for Trump. This is why I saved the day, blah, blah, blah. Do you follow that same logic?
I don't know.
Quit putting me in these imaginary scenarios, Jack.
I don't know. I feel like if I was Sarah Connor, I'd have just gone for it hook, line, and sinker. Been like, well, this is my life now. This is my life.
I mean, her day was already shitty enough.
Right. Her date left her, and now she's in a chase.
Her date left her. Some fucking snot-nosed kid dumped a thing of ice cream on her at work.
Right. And now you're with a guy who saved your life that you don't know, but saved your life, and he's protecting you?
Yeah.
Come on. That's good masculinity.
I mean, he looks...
Jump on that.
He looks fit. He works out. Clearly, he cares about himself.
He was an attractive man.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. All right.
I'm in.
All right.
Let this be my life now. And then let me get, you know, stored in a bunker where I'm abused and get Stockholm syndrome, probably, because that's how that would work. You know, it'd be an elaborate ruse to just kidnap me.
Man, that would be an elaborate ruse,
right? Hey, this is the only dumb bitch that fell for it.
Man, I watched the documentary on that Heaven's Gate cult. That wasn't that elaborate.
Which one was Heaven's Gate?
They were the one that was good. They were going to, like, have UFOs come pick them up, take them like the fifth dimension or some shit.
That motherfucker where they castrated themselves.
Yeah.
And then they were in the bunkers or in the bunk beds.
Yeah.
With the Nike shoes on.
Yep.
But don't you ever wonder, does your mind ever go, what if they made it, bro? What if they found the comet, though, bro?
To an extent, but not enough to cut off my shit and kill myself. I don't have that level of commitment.
Not enough to cut off my shit and off myself.
Like, I'm curious. I'm not committed.
Wise words. I'm curious, not committed. No, I'm not committed either, but I'm just like, what if they're sailing around on a comet? And then when the machines come and they start killing us and we're dying painful deaths by being burnt alive and blown up and shit, what if they're just circling on their met, like,
They're on a fucking comet hanging out with Mark Twain being like, you fuckers could have been up here.
You fuckers should have died in your bunks, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. You're too attached to your business.
Mm. Look at these Nikes, bitches.
Yeah, these Nikes are a lot fresher than them New Balances, yo, bitch.
We're both wearing New Balances right now.
Yeah, we are. Wearing some New Balances, talking about the Terminator, not on a comet.
Not on a comet, circling the cosmos.
All business currently intact, living a shit life, could be up on a comet.
Jesus Christ, what are we doing, bro?
We're fucking up.
We've had all these opportunities. We're just squandering them.
They tried to show us the way in the light.
They tried to tell us.
And here we are laughing at them.
We'll never get accepted now.
This is how it starts. Like, someone on a street corner is like, hey, bro, let me tell you about the comet. Okay, I'm listening. Okay, this is what you believe? Cool. I think you're a little dumb and silly, but I respect you for it. And I wish you good journey.
I can see them all on that comet right now.
Mm-hmm. Even that crazy, like, bug-eyed one.
Yeah.
That had some psycho peepers
on that
fucker. So
are they in the comet, or are they riding on the comet?
I mean, at this point, it's just semantics. Like,
okay.
I mean, you could be in, on, around.
Is there, like, I just envision, like, a barricade that's around the top of the comet, and they're just standing there, like, able to wave at everything. You know what I mean?
Got, like, a velvet rope on the comet.
Yeah.
Like the VIP section.
But then you could go down in it and there's like a windshield in the front.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a ship.
Maybe like a like an 80s style tech noir club, like in because they were big Terminator fans, the Heaven's Gate cult.
Fuck yeah, they were. That's how they got all their information for their cult.
I mean,
right?
There are shittier movies to build a cult around. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the fuck just happened? Okay, so let's see. I don't know where we're at. He's gotten Sarah Connor, and
they're hiding out in the parking garage.
That's right.
After the chase, and he's kind of trying to still get her to believe he's on the level, and like he reveals to her where why he's come back.
Yes, he's from the future where there was a nuclear war. He's talking about that. Only a few scattered survivors, and the machines decided to extinguish everyone, but there's one man who inspired Viva la Resistance, and that was John Connor, which is her future son. So tell her, hey, I'm saying, bro, your son saves the world in the future.
Mind explode.
I still would have gone on with it.
You still would have been on board.
I still would have been on. It's like you're like, hey, I'll go along with anything. I walk through hell to get a good story.
Right.
I'm like, well, this is going to be an interesting life I lead, even if I die from it.
Yeah.
It's going to be
interesting
for once. After
that weekend, you're going to be like, hit record, Jack. I have got a fucking whopper for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's why they are going back in time. The Terminator is there to kill her so that she does not have John Connor and is not able to start the resistance.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Groundwork has been laid.
Yes.
For the Terminator.
Meanwhile, I just noticed here as I put my notes, Arnold has lost his eyebrows. He's getting a little he's getting a little damaged as we go along in the movie. So he also the Terminator gets a tip over the scanner where Sarah and Reese might be, which is in the parking garage. And there's this nice little gunfight in the garage. Nice little chase scene after the garage. And the Terminator crashes, but he makes it out to escape as Sarah and Reese are found by the cops.
And I'll tell you this, during any car chase, I will mark out hard for someone popping out the window to shoot at the people behind
them. Oh, me too.
I fucking love that
shit. It's a jam. I don't get tired of it. I'm like, it's expected now, and it better be done well. So if you're hanging out of a car shooting, my favorite thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There have been a couple movies where they'll be like all hot dick about it and flip the car around and like drive in reverse and start shooting. Nah, you save that shit for the fucking tourists. Huh. You pop out the window, you turn around, you shoot at the person in your rear like a gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you do shit in the 80s and 90s.
Have somebody else hanging onto the wheel.
Yep.
And you are
and not sitting in the driver's seat.
No.
No. No, no, no. Mm-mm. Can't have that.
Mm.
Fuck, do I mark out for that shit. I fucking love every movie ever. I'm like, do the thing. Dude, pop out the window, turn around, and shoot the motherfucker behind you. Do it. Sir, we're filming a romantic comedy. Do it.
Do it.
Don't care.
It's romantic to save the lady. Now pop out of the window and shoot someone.
Gotta get that Jack Spade money.
Oh, goodness. So after that, the Terminator has got a fucked up eye and a fucked up hand. So he does some repair on himself, which was cool to see his little machine in there in his body doing it in his arm. That was neat. And Reese is now being questioned at the police station by a criminal psychologist. I don't know that guy's name, but I know I've seen him
in many different things. Yeah. And that bit too, back when the Terminator is repairing himself and like takes the X-Acto knife and pops the eyeball out.
Oh yeah.
That like a eyeball shit always fucks me up.
It was hard, but I was like, you got to keep your eyes open. You got to see what happens.
Yeah. B, this was the spot I was talking about watching with my dad, because my dad would always watch these movies with me, and he was always a lifelong woodcarver.
Uh-huh.
So he had like X-Acto knives laying around everywhere. He had all these curved blades laying around everywhere. And when that scene happened, keep in mind, I'm like 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, damn. And I kind of squinted a little bit and like looked away, and I looked back at my dad, and he's sitting there and he's carving, and he has an X-Acto knife, and he kind of looks up and he sees the TV and he's like, stay away from these, boy. And I was like, yep, you got it, Dad.
What a good life lesson.
Right?
Perfect.
Sit your kid down, watch the Terminator, learn how to not stab yourself in the eye. Thanks, Pops. So many lessons that dude still continues to teach me to this day.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
God, I love that shit so much.
Don't fuck around with an X-Acto knife around your eye, and Tron is still stupid. Those are the things that my dad teaches me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I really want to watch Tron now because of how much you talked about
right.
it. Yep.
So good, regardless of what my dad says.
Uh-huh. So Reese is being questioned. Guess what? The criminal psychologist does not believe this story at all. No one really does. It's a little on the wild side.
A little bit. And kind of going back, we talked a little bit about this during the Iron Giant last week, and we you know just briefly mentioned it during the Heaven's Gate shit. But like, what if someone is just spinning this tale, and you're like, I believe you, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How do we stop them? Let's go. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic. Mm-hmm. That's just naturally how everything comes out of my mouth.
True.
How do we stop these robots?
Mm-hmm.
Let's fucking go.
I thought maybe the police chief one of the police guys might have been leaning towards believing him, but no, we didn't go that route.
No. Mm-mm. No, no one ever believes him in these movies. Just needs to be that one character. It's like, "Excuse me, I overheard you talking about some robots from the future. I happen to believe you. My uncle owns a gun store. He was just recently killed by what I think was a Terminator from the future." Tie that in beautifully.
Yeah.
Let's go get this motherfucker.
Let's go get
like, give me
bitches.
A character that just believes.
Right.
And is probably going to get gunned down for what he believes.
Well, I'm going to point this out. You've also made fun of me telling me that you're the one who's going to get stuck in a cult. You're the one who's going to get stuck in the cult. And now you're like, we need people to believe crazies when they talk about the end of the world. What do you want, Jack?
Everything. Ah. I want it both ways.
Are you telling me you're being a little bit of a hypocrite?
Absolutely. At least I embrace it and acknowledge it.
You didn't
like yeah. the rest of you fucks should do.
Right. That's the thing. You just need to admit you're a hypocrite.
Yeah, everyone else thinking they're all high and moral. That's the problem with the world.
Mm-hmm. That's why the machines are coming.
That's why the machines are coming.
Yeah. Let's see. John Connor and Reese and the other soldiers had destroyed the machine. We're getting more backstory.
Yep.
They destroyed the machine's security systems, I believe. And just before they blew everything up, the Terminator was assigned to kill Sarah Connor. And John is the one who sent Reese after the Terminator to stop him from killing his mother.
Now, I'll tell you this. Back in the 80s and 90s, even like into the 2000s, you'd see movies like The Terminator, you'd get them built up in your head. And before you got just the endless amount of sequels, you'd always have these chats with your fellow movie buffs. And you'd be like, man, wouldn't it be cool to be able to see that battle where like they secure that thing and they mm-hmm. John gets Kyle in the thing and sends him back into. Wouldn't it be cool to see that? Years later, we see that and it's kind of dumb. In one of the Terminator sequels.
Oh, really?
It happens, and it sucks.
They fucked it up.
Aww. Sometimes your imagination is so much better.
Right.
Just build the world in your head. Mm-hmm. You don't need to see everything. You
Less
don't need
is
the
more.
Backstory for everything. Mm-hmm. Just let this crazy dude tell his fucking story in a police holding cell and build it on your own. Because when you actually see it, man, is it a wet fart.
That's unfortunate.
It is.
Yeah, when they do that shit, if you don't do it right.
Uh-huh.
Like Rogue One got it right.
Rogue One nailed it.
Rogue One got it right.
Here's a hot take. Rogue One is the best Star Wars movie. Suck it, nerds. Oh, you want to fight me on this?
No, I don't want to fight you on
it.
Okay,
all right.
I can't really argue against you.
Okay.
If you want to get down to technicality. I know what I hold dear in my heart as the best.
Which is your best?
I love the first. I know I love A New Hope, but I think I'm going along with the crowd on this one. Empire Strikes Back is my favorite. I think it's great.
It's a great one.
But if you want to get outside of those first three, it's hard to argue against you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
That's a fact. Rogue One, legit.
Rogue One's a damn good film.
And it has Donnie Yen.
I knew I would have. Oh, my God. I wish I'd have bet 100 fucking bucks with someone because I knew that Donnie Yen was going to come up because you immediately told me who that guy was. And you've given me all the information about him. And I knew you were going to bring it up again.
Yep.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just knew. I wish I had the money.
Rogue One, Donnie Yen. Every other Star Wars movie suffers from a lack of Donnie Yen. That is why they are not the best Star Wars movie.
Mm.
Donnie Yen, by the way, going to be in the next John Wick movie.
Oh, that's right.
Fuck yeah.
I can't wait for more John Wick.
And I said, because I got a buddy, we and him are diehard Donnie Yen fans. And when that was announced, he texted me, he's like, look at this shit. And we didn't have any information other than Donnie Yen in John Wick 4. And I was like, oh, like this is the movie where John Wick dies because I do not believe he would beat Donnie Yen. And then it's like, no, no, no. John Wick and Donnie Yen are friends. And I'm like, okay, no one's going to stop these motherfuckers now.
No one can stop a team.
Mm-mm.
Nice.
Anyway, sadly, Donnie Yen is not in the Terminator.
No, he's not. Sorry. We diverted off. Let's see. So, and also we get the little tidbit of information that Reese will not be able to go back once this
is all done.
It's a one-way trip. He's not able to go back. And of course, they all think he's crazy. And then the Terminator. Let's see. Here's where I put where he did one last body mod, which is when he pulls out that fucked up eye. So, and I put here, I was like, the work that went into that, the physical labor to create that, you know, because you can definitely tell, like, what's a cast of his face and what's his real face. But, like, still, it doesn't even matter because it's still great to watch.
So cool. And so much that goes into that. And, you know, just like I'll watch documentaries and behind the scenes features on that old school makeup, you know, like the Tom Savinis of the world doing all that horror makeup. Stan Winston, R.I.P., who is a fucking legend. Who did so many creations and so many, like, you're like, how the fuck did you do this? How is this in your head? How did you make all of these movies better? You know, like Jurassic Park and Predator and everything, you know, what he did in Terminator 2, we'll talk about more on Thursday.
Okay.
But yeah, all the stuff that goes into that, just fucking wow.
So he pulls out that eye, he puts on some sunglasses to complete that Terminator look. And he makes it to the police station where he wants to see Sarah Connor. But she's busy making a statement, so he's just going to have to wait in the lobby. So the Terminator, what does he say?
I'll be back.
Ah, that's where it's from.
So, and here's a little interesting tidbit on that.
Did he ad-lib it?
He did not.
Okay.
In fact, he didn't even want to say it because Arnold had problems saying I'll. So he wanted to say I will be back. So he tried to negotiate with James Cameron. He's like, I don't think this robot from the future would use contractions.
That's a solid argument.
That is a solid argument, but he's like, I want to say I will be back.
Mm-hmm.
And James is like, no, say I'll be back. And so there's a little bit
That's
of
smart.
Back and forth, but it ended up being, I mean, my God, iconic.
Well, you know, you can also say he's a constantly learning robot or cyborg. He constantly picks up information as you learn later. So you could say he learned contractions on Earth.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He learned contractions in 84.
Yes, that's right.
They were all about those contractions back then. They're making up new contractions almost daily.
How funny of an argument to have in the right one. It wouldn't have been as catchy to say.
No.
I will be back.
There are so many little arguments like that that happen in movies that if you delve into them and read about them, like actors, like, I think this character would say this or that. And at some point you're like, how the fuck did you put this together? And like, why did you put this together? Right. And like things like that. Yeah. But this was just simply, I can't say it. Yeah. But there it is, one of the most iconic lines, a line that will follow Arnold to almost every single movie that he's in.
And dumb chumps go to him all the time on the street when they see him. I'll be back.
Yep.
You know they do.
And that joke, that line pays off the best in a movie that we will eventually review after you get a couple more Arnold movies under your belt.
Okay.
That I really think you'll appreciate.
Okay.
But now that you know where it's from.
Now I know which movie it's from. Because again, I always knew that phrase, didn't know where it was from.
So again, you just.
I know all of them. I know all of the trademark. You know, I'll be back, hasta la vista, baby, get to the chopper. Like, I know all those, but I didn't know you could, I didn't realize what I didn't know. You don't know what you don't know until somebody points it out. Because if you'd have said to me, what movie's that from? I'd have been like, oh, well, it's from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, but what movie?
Wow.
1-800-LOST, I would have been, my friend.
1-800-LOST. That's not even a full phone number.
Yeah, it is. L-O-S-T, that's four digits.
1-800?
Yeah, that's right. You would need three more.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Contractions.
Look, it's funny. I'm a funny gal.
I'm a funny gal. It says it right on your t-shirt.
You damn right it is. So anyway, I'll be back. And he does come back with a car, and he plows right into the station. Right.
I got no time for you fuckers.
Got no time to wait. We got guns a-blazing now. And thankfully, Reese gets out of his cell and gets to Sarah first. And they are able to speed off away from the destruction in the police station.
And something that you also don't see, like you saw in the 80s, you don't see police getting gunned down. Usually it's the other way around. Hot take commentary here at Huntsville
Home
Video.
I'm ready to say hot take. Hot take on the political climate.
Yeah. Watching Arnie just mercilessly gun down cop after cop, and I'm just like, damn. Someone's going to have to do some digital altercations on this, because like, we can't have our cops being depicted like this.
I don't believe that at all. It's crazy. So thankfully they speed off, but they eventually run out of gas. They don't stop to get gas ever, because why waste that time? Let's just wait till we completely run out of it and have to go find shelter.
I mean, truth be told, if I had a cyborg from the future hot on my trail,
I wouldn't want to stop either.
No.
Also, who has a, do we have card? Do we have cash? Do we have anything we need?
Yeah.
What do we, you know? Yeah. You're just going to have to go till you can't go no more.
Yep.
And that's what they do. And while they're in hiding under an overpass, I think, Sarah asks Reese about her son and what he's like. And here I put in my notes, I was like, oh, this guy's going to be the dad. I figured it out here that this guy's going to be the father.
There you go.
So she finds out about her son, who's kind of a legend and a fighter. She finds out that she's a legend and like a fighter. And she doesn't believe that, because she's like, I just work at a diner. I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, no, there's more to come in the future. Mm-hmm. And your son is a legend. So talks a lot about what the future's like. And we bounce back or forward and about how people are living and they're in hiding. And Reese reveals that he has kept a picture of Sarah with him in the future, because John gave it to him in the future, which is where flashback, whatever.
You tracked that beautifully. Like, you kept that in track. Just perfection. You managed the timeline well.
And then we realize that Reese is hurt from an explosion, and then we cut back to the past or whatever. We're seeing going back and forth. But anyway, the Terminator is deteriorating. It looks like his skin's getting worse, which is really cool to see him kind of his skin peeling away and as we go through the movie. And he heads to, Sarah's mother and kills her.
Find he has Sarah's little notebook with all her names and numbers and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Goes up to mom's cabin.
That's right. Got the address for the cabin. Kills the mother and then imitates her on the phone, because Terminators, they're part robot, right? So they can imitate voices and things that they hear. So imitates her on the phone talking to Sarah and tricks her into giving the Terminator the number of where she's staying, because now they've gotten to a hotel.
Yep, they got to a hotel. They're safe and sound. Mm-hmm. Sarah has to check in with mom.
Because, of course, you have to check in with mom.
Fucking rookie move.
Mm. No, don't do that.
Mm-mm.
I love my mother, but I wouldn't do that.
Nah.
My mother also wouldn't ask, probably.
You could flat out tell her that you're being chased by a cyborg from the future, but you're with a future man, and he's keeping you safe. And she's like, that's nice, dear.
Right. She's like, got it.
Okay. You're not. Do you want to know where I'm at? Nah, it's okay.
It's probably best for you if I don't know.
Yeah. You don't like, if the Terminator finds me, you don't want to have him leverage that information over me, you know, because I don't. Right. I just don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you can, send me a Christmas card, but don't leave a return address.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the Terminator movie I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You just trying to convince your mom to be worried that you're being chased by a Terminator. Wait, is the Terminator there now? No. But there's a nice young man here, big guy on a bike, has a shotgun. Very nice shotgun. I don't know what he wants, but.
Shit.
Mom, that might be the Terminator. You should get the fuck out of there.
Don't worry, Ray has guns. We have guns.
Yeah, we're
we'll
fine.
We'll shoot the shit out
we're
of
fine
him.
Here. Don't tell us where you're at. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Should have never tried so hard to have her. Bring her into the world. Fucking loon. I wonder how many times my mother has said that.
I hear she's doing some sort of podcast now. What's a podcast?
Took me 6 years to have one child. This is what I got. They said it couldn't be done. I said, I will have one. 6 years later, did. Look at this shit. She's running around with a spaceman.
No, he's from the future. Ah, space, future, whatever.
Don't have time for any of it.
Like that. That's the arguments like your mom and dad have. Like,
that's exactly what they're arguing about.
He's a future man. No, she clearly said he's from the future. Well, I think space. Well, you think
Candy,
dumb.
God damn it. She said from the damn future.
Well, space is in the future, too. Well, fuck, you got me there.
God damn it. Space is all around us. Oh, that's exactly what my father sounds like.
Wow.
Well, my mother gets shit backwards. She really does in real life.
And then if I told all this to my dad, he'd be like, that's dumb.
Right.
Aren't you concerned about space or future? He's like, I don't care.
I don't care. Oh, no. My mom and dad would argue about the space versus the future. Because, no, it's space. No, it's future. That would be it.
He's like, well, in the future, is my iPad fixed? Well, it's still dumb then.
Man.
I think that's where I get my lack of give a shit about anything.
I think so.
Is from my dad.
I think so.
Fuck.
You pick and choose the things. When you give a shit about something, like, and this is in real life, like, you really give a shit about it. But when you don't, you really fucking don't. Like, you're not halfway on anything.
Yeah.
I don't feel like.
That's true.
You know, it's like, oh, I know this. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, you're like, no, that's a piece of shit. This is amazing. That's a piece of shit. This is amazing. That's a piece of shit.
But then at the same time, if I am trying to tell someone, oh, this is fucking amazing, it's great. Oh, man, I don't really like that. Nah, fuck it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just done with you.
Right.
Like,
you're all or nothing.
Yeah.
But luckily, you didn't just push me aside. And you, this was, am I like the one challenge you were like, all right, I'm going to go for it. I'm not going to abandon her.
Well,
you didn't abandon me.
Well, like, Leanne, what I'm here to tell you is that in the future, you become a legendary film buff.
Okay.
All right.
Hook, line, and sinker. Yep. I'm in.
Sweet. Oh, man. I can't wait till my Asian cinephile stage kicks in. When is that going to happen? Happens in 2025. You see some amazing things.
Donnie Yen.
Yep. Yeah, that's where the decision to get a Donnie Yen back tattoo comes from.
Perfect.
Yep.
Can't wait. God. So they are at the hotel hideout, and let's see.
Making some explosives.
Right. They're making some pipe bombs, I guess is what you would call those. And we also learned, well, the Terminator's on his way. We learned that Reese volunteered because of Sarah. And that picture that he always kept.
Kyle got some of them feels.
And then we bang it out. Passionate.
And then we bang it out.
You know it's passionate when we get the zoom in of the hands caressing one another and grabbing onto the sheets.
Yep.
That's when we know it's passion filled. This isn't just some like, I'm not going to call you tomorrow thing.
Nah.
Like, we're going to bang it out and then I'm never going to see you again.
Nope.
No, they're going to stay if you're passionately gripping a sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this wasn't some of that. We just went through some serious shit. We need to fucking get it out of our system.
No.
This is like making love.
Yeah. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm. 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 We're going to make the future.
Yes.
That's what they're doing.
100%.
Honey.
So that's what happens.
Also, great thing that I need to point out here, the Terminator theme song, which becomes more prominent in the sequel,
mm-hmm.
but the that theme is very, very good because it can be used in so many different ways, like the soft piano chord.
Yes.
It's like, oh, we got it. We this is a soundtrack to fucking. It's a soundtrack for some action. Mm-hmm. Like you change the octaves or whatever a little bit. Yep. Instead of playing it on a synthesizer, you play it on a piano, and now it's like, oh, we making love to this. couple minutes later, you notch it up. Boom, we're blowing robots up to this.
Uh-huh.
Versatile.
Very well
versatility
done.
In your theme songs. We don't get that a lot anymore either.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't. Hmm. So we bang it out. Then we get dressed. After we get dressed and we're ready for the next day, here comes the Terminator.
Oh, he's coming in hot.
He's coming in hot. And the chase is on once again. And now we throw in pipe bombs and
more,
shit.
More chasing. I love a good chase movie. God, so much good chase in this movie.
I love a good car chase. And Reese, let's see. He gets injured and Sarah ends up flipping the truck trying to wreck the Terminator. Because the Terminator is on the motorcycle.
Yep, he is.
She's trying to get him off of the bridge or something like that. And anyways, dumb broad wrecks the truck. And...
Damn women drivers.
Damn women drivers. But the Terminator is alive. Even a semi can't keep him down. And he uses that semi to try to kill Sarah and Reese. But they run and Reese gets a pipe bomb onto the semi and blows it the fuck up.
And here's a great another little tidbit for you.
Okay.
So when the Terminator wrecks on the bike and he gets up and he starts limping a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They did that so that they could better animate what happens later with the endoskeleton because they couldn't have it move fluidly at the time.
Okay.
So that's why they gave him a limp.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very wise. Very good. So he also comes out of that explosion on fucking fire.
En fuego.
And he falls and he burns. But wait, that's just the skin.
There's more.
That is melted. The metal base or the endoskeleton.
The endoskeleton
is
yep.
still alive, of course. And that looked so fucking cool.
Right?
Dude, old school. Like it looks old, but it's so freaking cool. It's super scary. It's legit. Like that thing, that's one of the, I know this is going to sound really stupid, but seeing that thing walking and coming at you, if I saw something like that, that is scarier to me than like Leatherface or fucking Halloween. Michael, like that was so scary to me.
It's like such a great design.
Because how the hell are you going to stop it? Like we found a way, but like how the, like that, it just looks so legit.
Because they always, you know, the big horror movies, they always have, you know, the killer comes back. You think you kill him and he pops back up. But you literally just blew this dude up after everything that you'd already put him through.
Shooting it, just, I mean, everything you've done with it.
And now he's just a walking metal skeleton coming for that ass?
That
shit.
The skull, like, the teeth, like, it was just fucked up and super scary to me. That was nightmare fuel to me. In such a cool, awesome way. Like, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it was such an amazing look and shot to what the Terminator looks like.
And there are things, too, in pop culture that... You have that design, mm-hmm. and it was perfect.
Uh-huh.
You never need to fuck with it again.
No.
Never need to make improvements on it.
Uh-uh.
Never need to try to make it look any better. But they always try to do that.
Yeah.
In so many things, like Predator tried to do it. They tried to make the Predator look cooler.
Okay.
The first Predator looked awesome. You'll find that out when we eventually get around to showing you Predator. Right.
I know what Predator looks like, but I think I saw a later Predator. I might not know what the original Predator looks like.
Oh, man, that's going to be such a good movie when we watch that.
Okay.
Fuck!
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, you know, even Michael Myers, like from the first Halloween movie.
Yes.
And then they tried to, like, let's change his mask a little bit. Let's mm-hmm. do this. Let's do that. Leatherface, same way. Mm-hmm. Jason, same way. It's like, you can't really fuck with a dude in a jumpsuit and hockey mask.
Let it go.
Like, just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Terminator's endoskeleton, brilliant design. Perfect. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Absolutely. I didn't know it looked like that fully. Like, I know I've seen pictures of, like, the half face where I feel like, or at least a piece of part of that, what it looked like underneath shining through in some ways.
So that initial reveal, that was huge for you.
That was huge for me. I never saw what the full thing was going to look like or that it was going to walk like we were ever going to see that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a cool reveal.
Because typically, if you would have ever come across a bit from this movie or a scene from this movie out of context, it wasn't that.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did they shoot that? Was it part anime or was that CGI of the time? Or like how did, because it, I don't know, what was there, the technology when they
there was
some of that?
Stop motion animation was a lot of it. Okay. They also had models that were rendered or that mm-hmm. created, and they mm-hmm. would animate certain parts of it. So
right.
if you noticed, there was sometimes...
You never saw a full thing of it unless you knew it was... I knew it was stop animation or like something there, but then like a lot of the movement was from like the chest up, I think, or yep. like of the head. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. And they did that in Terminator 2 as well, mm-hmm. just a little bit more advanced, yeah. like 7 years more advanced. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for the most part, when you would see the feet moving, mm-hmm. chances are it was just a torso down yeah. maquette that mm-hmm. someone was moving the feet for. And if it was from the waist up, it was that same right. maquette that was someone was like working it behind like a puppet.
Oh, just and the way it moved too. Like,
yeah.
And I know it was, you know, really prohibited from being smooth, but I think that's what made it even scarier.
And that's consciously kind of why they put him through so much damage. You know, like I mentioned, that's mm-hmm. why they gave him the limp when he got off the yeah. bike. So when eventually they got him to the endoskeleton, mm-hmm. that's why he was a little slower, but still just an unstopping fucking murder bot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Coming to get you, Sayakana. Mm-hmm.
I had flashbacks to, and maybe this is why it was so scary to me. Do you remember the original House on Haunted Hill?
Oh, yeah.
And you know at the end when the skeleton is uh-huh. coming after her? And that was one of the scariest things I ever saw as a child, because I think that was the first scary movie I ever saw. And that skeleton, when it's walking towards her and it puts her in the pit of acid
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah, yeah.
it moved like that. It reminded me of that. And I think that's why it was also extra scary to me.
And there's not really... a lot of skeleton play in pop culture.
No.
And movies and stuff. You don't get it's, a lot of...
Mm-mm. But to be stripped down to just the skeleton and still no stopping and unstoppable, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, so it was so good. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. And let's see. They're in some kind of like a factory or warehouse or something
yep.
Like that, like a plant. And there's all these... machines that Reese and Sarah are turning on to make it more complicated for the Terminator to like track them,
yep.
I guess.
Thought that was pretty clever.
Yep. But it finds them and I'm like, oh, it's so scary. So, and watching it walk up the steps again, I don't know what got me, but like just seeing it walk up the steps, just this unstoppable thing. I love just the way it was shot for reasons that they were limited, but still they turned out so great. And
I think it goes back to that, what we said earlier, that whole less is more thing,
right.
because mm-hmm. now, I mean, they show you everything. Now you can see that metal endoskeleton doing kung fu.
Right.
And it looks cool, but there's still something lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you've seen 84 Terminator and just the thought of what had to go into just making right. it walk up those stupid mm-hmm. steps. And there you appreciate yeah. that there is something more kind of, I think, just instinctually horrific about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that thing just like
it's
coming
so primitive.
At you. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Uh-huh.
But now, like I said, when you see that skeleton doing kung fu, you're like, oh, OK, cool.
Right.
Like whatever.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? But
it
I
is.
Get but I get the logic behind that and why that would be. So he and Reese fight. And then Reese ends up getting a pipe bomb into the Terminator, wedges it in a gear somewhere, wedges it in a rod somewhere, and it blows him the fuck up.
Kaflooey.
Kaflooey?
Kaflooey.
Kaflooey. And unfortunately, Reese dies.
Blew himself up.
Oh, goodness.
But he got that nut, though.
He got hey! He got it. He got it.
I have literally waited the last hour and a half to say that.
Oh, my God. Of course you did. Of course.
Reviewing this movie the night before, like I always do, I made a couple notes. And then when he blew himself up, when he sacrificed himself, I'm like, when this happens and Leanne says, but Reese doesn't make it, I'm going to say, but he got that nut, though.
That's what makes you golden, Jack.
As you were creeping ever so closer, I'm like,
sorry,
sitting up in my chair a little bit. I'm like, here it comes. She doesn't even know. But he got that nut, though.
I legitimately made you work for that nut. I
yeah,
did.
You did.
And I didn't even know it.
It's chess. It ain't checkers.
Yes, he gets that nut. He got that nut. Oh, goodness. So, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'll take that. I'll take a motherfucker.
Oh, man. You're my favorite. You're so my favorite. So, we think that the Terminator is gone because Reese is gone. We think it's blown up, but no.
No, no.
No. It gets even scarier.
As if the first fake out with the truck explosion wasn't enough, then the bomb fake out wasn't enough. What in the fuck is it going to take?
It just doesn't stop. The top half of the Terminator is alive, and it crawls after Sarah Connor.
It's
that,
like that
is terrifying.
It's that line that Kyle has earlier in the movie where he's like, it does not feel pity or remorse, and it will not stop ever until you are dead.
Yeah.
Like, just watching that scene, like, I still get goosebumps from that line, but then he wasn't fucking around.
No.
This thing will not stop.
And it is crawling after her, and I wrote here, nightmare fuel. And I appreciate the good chase, but I'm like, Sarah, you're milking that injury you got to your leg. I'm going to need you to pick it up, honey. I'm going to need you to get it going.
That also was legit, though, because Linda Hamilton sprained her ankle filming this movie. So she was kind of like legitimately limping along there.
Well, it felt like she was really in pain, but I was like, get it. Come on, bitch.
Come on.
Power. Doesn't adrenaline fix that? Come on, get it together.
Get up, sweetie. Quit being a little chump.
As my knee hurts right now from doing literally nothing.
As my knee is wrapped up in a brace, I'm wearing plantar fasciitis braces.
We both have inserts, I think, in our shoes, or certain shoes that we have to buy because of our feet.
Yeah, who the fuck are we to talk? We're sorry, Linda Hamilton.
Sorry,
Sarah Connor.
Sorry, ma'am.
Someone's going to be talking that story about us one day. Man, they should have fucking just rolled away from that killer bot, but oh, they're plantar fasciitis. Fucking adrenaline, bitch.
I have an arch that's dropped.
Well, you see, like I'm so slow because I've been walking to adjust for the plantar fasciitis that now my knee is hurting.
Right.
Like, come on, it's a serious problem.
Which is working its way up to my hip.
Right. Like, I might need a replacement here. Like,
God, us humans really need to be wiped away.
Yup. Skynet cannot get here soon enough.
Skynet, Thanos, they all had a legitimate idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is why I sympathize with Thanos.
I know.
I sympathize with Skynet and the Matrix. Plug me back in.
So she's crawling through, and she ends up crawling through this hydraulic press. And she gets out of it, and the Terminator is coming after her. And it's like, I think it's getting around her neck. And she goes, "You're terminated, fucker."
Boom.
Boom. And smashes him. Puts the button, smashes him down.
Boss bitch.
Boss ass bitch. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She don't need no man.
Go, honey.
Go, honey.
I was like, yes, queen, yes.
Yeah.
And the Terminator, he gone.
Finally, that's what it takes.
It takes a hydraulic press.
You ever watch those hydraulic press videos?
I have, where they squish different things and how they explode or come apart. Those, it's fascinating.
Those are the most satisfying videos to watch.
Mm.
Like, I watched one where they crushed a rubber band ball.
Yes.
I was like, how are they going to crush? Oh, shit.
And then when they crush shit and it comes out and then it goes around the press. Oh, my God. It's fascinating. It is the most mind numbing or calming thing I can watch.
I would like to see someone make a replica endoskeleton and put it in a hydraulic press. See how that shit would really look.
Why have we not done this already?
I don't know.
What are those fuckers doing on these Instagram pages?
You just learned about it today, so.
Okay, well, I'm behind doesn't mean they have to be.
Fair enough. That's true. You got me there.
So that scene is over. We then cut to later on in the future where Sarah is traveling and she is pregnant.
Uh-oh.
She's a showin', baby. And she is recording tapes for her future son, John Connor, who's going to save the world, and revealing who the father is and that John is going to be sending his father in the future. Is that going to affect your decision? Hopefully not, because you got to know the greater good, blah, 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 blah. And then some kid at the gas station where she stops takes her picture without asking and then demands money for it, which also, again, old technology. I had one of those cameras where the Polaroids, where the picture comes out, you know,
oh, yeah.
I thought those were the cool. I was like, how are we going to get any cooler than being able to take a photo and the photo coming out of the camera?
Well, they make those now again.
I know they do. Ironically.
Ironically. You know what else is super funny?
Mm.
And this is a strip club story for you.
Yes.
I know how much you love those.
Love them.
We would have, the club that I used to work at would have features come in, like porn stars.
Yeah.
And they would always come in with a fucking Polaroid camera because fans would want to like take their picture or, you know, but you don't want them taking pictures on their phone or whatever.
Right.
So it's like, I'm going to charge you 20, 30, 40 bucks or whatever for a Polaroid. So many porn stars that I have taken pictures with or taken pictures for with a Polaroid.
No shit.
It seems, it feels kind of dirty, but
it does feel dirty,
but it's kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When I was actually going through some stuff, not too long ago, I found this old shoebox and it was just filled with years of me hanging out with the porn stars that I DJ'd for in Polaroid picture form. Like Lisa Ann, Jessie Jane. Look these up online,
Google
kids.
Them.
As you're, yes, Google them. All these porn stars. I'm like, God damn, those are the fucking days. Polaroids. Those are fucking funny. And before they made them, ironically, like some porn stars would be like, I had to special order these Polaroid film.
Get out.
Because you can't get them at just Walmart. Well, now you can.
Now you can.
Yeah.
Wow. That's legit.
Yep.
Now, if you have a box of those, you're a murderer.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
But back in the day, that was normal.
Yep.
Hmm. That's amazing.
Porn stars and Polaroids, my friend.
That's the name of the album.
That's my autobiography.
Oh, no, that's the memoir.
That's, yep.
Porn stars and Polaroids.
Which,
God, that's a catchy fucking title.
That is good.
A catchy damn title.
And a buddy of mine already has the rights to write the foreword of my life story.
Oh, perfect.
And he's already written it.
Is it who I think it is?
It's my buddy Rob. I don't think.
No, I've not heard about Rob.
So this was years ago because I would always tell him these stories that always ended with some version of, and then she called me a motherfucker. So he's like, dude, you should just write a book, write your memoir, and it's called And Then She Called Me a Motherfucker.
Oh.
And I get to write the foreword. And
okay.
I'm like, yeah, cool. And then like a couple weeks later, he comes back to me. He's like, hey, I wrote the foreword for your book. And I'm like, Jesus, really? And he's like, yeah, you want to hear it? And I was like, sure. And he just like pulls out a couple scraps of paper. And he's like, I don't know what the future holds for Jack Spade. I know my ex-wife is a cunt, though. That's it. We gotta snort.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
God.
So
less is more, and that is definitely the case.
That's the best foreword ever.
You'll never find a better one.
Nope.
In the history of ever.
Nope.
You son of a bitch.
I've read so many forewords in so many books. I've gotten some great information, some previously unknown knowledge, but I don't know what the future holds for Jack Spade. I know my ex-wife is a cunt, though.
Boom.
Perfect. To the point. Let's get on with the show.
Turn the page. Chapter one.
Yep.
That is great. I love it. Well, I'm glad he's got the rights.
Yeah.
So she gets the picture taken of her and she agrees to pay $4 for the photo. And guess what? It is the photo that Reese was carrying with him beforehand.
That was the one.
Which was in the future, which then became the past, which is now the present. Can I get an amen for time travel?
Hallelujah.
I ask for an amen, but that's fine. And
I wanted to go with the hallelujah.
And we are told that a storm is a-coming, and Sarah Connor knows. She drives
off. She know.
And that's the end of Terminator Uno.
Do, 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 do.
And then she called me a motherfucker.
And then she called me a motherfucker.
The end.
The end.
Nice.
Drives off into a matte painting.
Ooh, yeah.
So, final thoughts on Terminator. Put it on the star scale.
Oh, my God. Can't believe I lived without it. I'm going to have to give it 4.25?
Go 4.25.
Four? Well, then go four.
All right.
Four. No, we'll go four.
Going a flat four.
We're going to go flat four.
All right. I'll match your four.
Uh-huh.
That's a four star for
me. So good. So many things in it that, again, I'm experiencing for the first time in my life, not knowing what's going to happen, where some of these lines come from that just are so a part of him and his career that's where they're from, like to see the origin of it. So cool.
And this was really the movie that kind of catapulted Arnold into superstardom.
Gotcha.
This is where more roles started coming. I mean, he was already known at this time. Like I said, he had the Conan movies. Those were huge. This was the one that's like, oh, we're gonna basically like build the rest of the decade around this motherfucker right here.
He's the one.
Yeah.
You're the one.
Yep.
So good.
There it was. Mm-hmm. Terminator 1. You have now seen two Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Yeah!
And you still started with Kindergarten Cop. Which fucking slays me.
My life is funny that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's what makes me so charming.
That is part of the appeal to our friend Leanne.
Yeah.
One of my favorite pop culture things that has branched out from the Terminator is there's a wrestler named Kenny Omega.
Okay.
Who some consider to be currently like one of the best wrestlers on the planet. Dude is awesome. And he used to do this thing. When he would get ready for like a high flying move, he would just kneel down on the mat and hit the mat with his fist. Just go, da-da-da-da-da. Like he was about to terminate some motherfucker. I'm like, that is fucking rad. That is cool as shit.
That's amazing.
So yeah, so many Terminator references have leaked their way into pop culture. And now that you've seen one, and we'll talk about two on Thursday, I'm glad you'll be able to pick a little bit more of these up.
I am so excited to talk about number two.
Because now you have already seen the movie. Spoilers for the for the people thinking that we record these like the day of. We don't live stream these. We record them like a couple days in advance.
Yeah.
Sorry to peel that layer of mysticism away
from
you.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry. Santa's not real. But Terminator 2, quite possibly one of, if not the best sequel of all times.
Mm.
We'll see what you think on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it now.
So we'll be back Thursday. You should give us a follow. Whatever podcast streaming platform you happen to be listening on, just go ahead and hit that subscribe button. You'll get a little notification on Thursday that, hey, the episode's done. It's ready to go. Let's fucking rock and roll. Let's see what these knuckleheads think of Terminator 2.
Yeah.
A movie that Jack Spade has seen probably 75 times and Leanne has seen twice. And she just saw them within the last 24 hours.
Yep.
And it's 2021.
Yeah. Hi.
So follow our shit if you like us, if we make you chuckle, if we make your day better. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at
HSV Home Video.
And also give a follow to Underboss Photography on Instagram, Underboss_Photography. We always talk about him every week. Michael is a phenomenal photographer. He probably will be in the past. He will be in the future. When Skynet takes over, he'll take some phenomenal post-apocalyptic shots.
Oh, we'll get some good ones.
Yeah.
We'll get some good Polaroids.
Yep. Mm-hmm. imagine what kind of work he would do. We should get him a Polaroid.
Oh, he needs a Polaroid camera.
That could be a good photo series.
Mm-hmm.
Like Polaroids from the Underboss.
Oh,
yeah. You're welcome for that idea, Michael.
Good deal.
We will give you all the credit. We will let you take all the pictures. We just want to see some screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
We want to see a picture of your pictures, essentially.
Yeah, a picture within a picture. Within a picture.
That's some Inception shit. Mm. Have you seen Inception?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What other Nolan movies have you seen?
The fuck I'm gonna know a Nolan movie?
Memento? You ever seen Memento?
Loved Memento.
Oh, damn.
Can you believe I saw Memento?
I cannot, for one. In fact, that's one of the movies that's on my list to eventually ask you about.
Oh.
And that some of them I don't care one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Others I really wished you hadn't seen.
So that we could talk about them.
And that's one of them.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
In Bruges was the other one.
I know. I'm sorry. You got so mad at me about In Bruges.
So mad.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck all this jibber jabber. We'll be back on Thursday to talk about motherfucking Judgment Day.
Yeah, T2.
Until then, I like that little singing outro. That was good.
Thank you.
We should do that more often.
We should.
Until then, my friends, be kind and rewind.
Blah, 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 blah.
We'll be back on Thursday. Subscribe. Do it now.
You done?
Goodbye.